Hey, good morning and shalom. We continue to follow the trail of faith. And we are in the book of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. And this is the last session in chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11. We said we are divided into four. Why? Because we are following the trail of faith. We are looking at faith from Abraham. The time Abraham received the word from God. And he was told to leave his home to go to a land that he'll be shown. And he was to go there and become a blessing even to the nations of the world. And that Abraham lived by faith. His children, that was Isaac, lived by faith. Jacob lived by faith. The 12 tribes of Israel lived by faith. Moses lived by faith. The parents of Moses lived by faith. Even when the second generation came and entered into Jericho, into Canaan, through Jericho, they lived by faith. Even Rahab lived by faith. Now, why is he calling these witnesses? Because the people that he's writing to considered themselves to be sons of Abraham. They are descendants of Abraham. And this person is showing them, your father and your forefathers, the ancients, your traditions, they lived by faith. So you cannot live any otherwise. He is proving that faith is not a new thing. It's not a New Testament faith episode. Faith has been the only thing that makes God happy. What is faith? Faith is trusting the word that God said, is acting on the word that God said, just through a promise. Even if it has not come to pass, believing it will come to pass. Why? Because he who said it is faithful. And so this person is calling witnesses. It is like in the court of law, calling witnesses. Let me call your fathers. Yes, they are dead, but let me bring out their faith. Let them come and speak to you so that you may not return back. And so I want you to look at men who are receiving this letter. They're just standing, looking, and maybe probably their head looking behind and contemplating of going back. And the author called the witnesses and said, listen to your forefathers speak to you. Probably you'll be able to be encouraged and continue. And so this, after speaking about faith of and following faith, now we're already in Canaan. You thought they never lived in faith in Canaan? They did. So he said, and what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon. Now, he called Gideon. He said Gideon lived by faith. You know what he did? When he was, Gideon is the one who came with the name Jehovah Shalom, the one that we have been speaking. God is my peace. That's the time he was called to go and save his people. He lived by faith. He agreed. Barak, this is a time when they were fighting with Sisera, in the time of Deborah, the time of Judges. Barak accepted what Deborah called, and he rose up to go and fight for God's people. He lived by faith. Samson, as I said earlier, he also lived by faith. Yes, he did. He had weaknesses as a man, but he lived by faith. He trusted God as a judge. Jephthah, when he went to fight, even the Ammonites, the battles of God, he did by faith. Even when he was giving a promise of giving his daughter or whatever comes to him when he turned back in victory. He knew he's going through the battle, but he knew I'm coming back in victory. That's why he said, I'll give to God. David died and lived by faith. He ruled by faith. Samuel, the time of Samuel now, he lived by faith. All the prophets, very many prophets. Samuel was one of the Old Testament last prophets. They lived by faith. But we are told
What is it that these people did by faith? Great things. Faith, trusting the word, taking the word of God by himself, taking what God has said by himself, God will bring it to pass. Look at what they did. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms. Great. Through faith, they administered justice. Through faith, they gained what was promised. Through faith, they shut the mouth of lions. These are people like Daniel. Through faith, they quenched the fire of flames. Like this is like Abednego, Shadrach, and Meshach. Through faith, they escaped the sword or the edge of the sword. These are people of faith, and whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed fallen armies. We know what happened in Egypt, and not in Canaan. The way they lived in victory. It's true, they lived and they had very many battles, but all those who stood in the world, in the sight of God, fought by faith. Women received back their dead. Like, this is like the two women in the time of Elisha, in the time of Elijah and the time of Elisha, where Elijah would perform miracles and the sons of those widows will come back to faith or at least from the dead again. There were others now, but I want you to know that as they got those victorious works or these acts of faith that God did or that happened just because they trusted in God, I want you to know that others now, still men and women of faith, were tortured. Yes. They got very, now we are getting now to a very difficult path they passed through for them to get there. They were tortured. Some refused to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers, floggings, and even chains of imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. This is by faith. They were sawn in two because of faith. They were killed by sword. Faith, they refused. They said, kill me, I will not leave the faith. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute and persecuted and mistreated because of faith. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in desert and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith. Those two scenarios of those that we have got very high, great things that happened. And even those who went through persecution, they were all committed by faith. That's one thing. Yet none of them received what had been promised. Can you imagine? None received what was promised. What was promised? The coming of Messiah, the coming of Jesus. They knew a son would come from the woman, a seed of the woman. They were looking forward. They thought all the time. They woke up knowing that they would see the Messiah. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would be made perfect. Can you imagine all this happened so that we together with them would be perfected together? Men and women waited by faith. Do you remember when Jesus was finally born, there was one man in the New Testament called Simon. Simon was living in the temple, even with people like Anna, the prophetess. But what were they doing? They were waiting for the consolation of Israel. They were waiting for the coming of Messiah. They were waiting for the fulfillment of this, and they were living by faith. And when finally Simeon, for example, he saw Jesus, you know what happened? He worshipped God. He said, now I'm free to go. My eyes have seen the salvation of God. This is what God promised. Men of faith, would we remain and live by faith? These people lived and died by faith. None received what was promised. They were promised a new city. We have not yet seen the new city. They were promised that Jesus would come. They were promised that Jesus would come and suffer and die for their sins. They were waiting for this. that Jesus would resurrect. They were waiting for this. That Jesus would finally ascend on high. They were waiting for this. And they knew Jesus would come again to fight the final battle, like in the book of Revelation. They were waiting for it. But God, they slept, still waiting, still in faith. And God is not ashamed to be called their God, because he has prepared for them a city. Would we continue living by faith? Let's put our faith together as they put that faith. God bless you. Father, give us the faith of these healers. Help us not to turn back to the ancestral worship. Help us to hold on to the faith that God has promised. Now we live in better times because we have seen Jesus. What they were waiting for, we have seen it. We have seen Patri. We have not seen everything, but we can see better than they saw, because we have seen the coming of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. We are living post that, post the resurrection. We are living when Jesus ascended. We know it's something past, but we are still waiting for his second coming. Lord, give us the strength to wait upon you. Give us the faith to look up to you, in Jesus' name.